doctor was out renovating an old house. They was stripping paint while the owner went out to the grocery store and left his two pet lizards behind. The one lizard, his name was Steeljaw. He was a big lizard with buggy eyes, 3 feet long and kind of fat. His buddy was called Little Guy, a slim lizard with a long narrow snout, kind of like a pair of tweezers. Now Doug had rolled up the carpet and Foster had been laying down newspaper when them two lizards wandered in the room. Doug and Foster stopped what they was doing and took a lizard playing break. Steeljaw, he was wrapped up in a tight-fitting light brown leather bodysuit, which kept his claws covered, and it was sewn closed over his mouth, keeping shut his saw-like metal canines, because the owner didn't want him hurting nobody. Only his eyes showed through, but they was still all full of playfulness. The little guy, like a dumb little dog, he just frantically ran around, yip-yipping. Now Doug was petting Steeljaw, and he says, "This don't make no sense. Looks like Steeljaw here can barely breathe." So Foster goes and gets a pencil from a toolbox, figuring he'll make some air holes for Steeljaw. Then Foster bends down and grabs Steeljaw's snout. Steeljaw's just staring up at him, maybe kind of friendly, maybe just kind of scared. Foster, he just points that pencil at a nostril and holding Steeljaw tight, he pushes it right through and makes a breathing hole. Then he wiggles that pencil loose and pokes it through the other nostril. Then Foster gets up with a proud satisfaction, while Doug just stands and slowly nods approval. Well then, all of a sudden, Steeljaw's wriggling his nose and sniffing and snorting, and them nose holes keep getting bigger and bigger till the stitching comes loose and the mouth rips open on Steeljaw's leather bodysuit. This gets Steeljaw all excited, and he's just biting at the air, showing off his shiny stainless metal teeth. Little guy squirms all around Steeljaw's legs, because they're friends and it's looking time to play. Now Steeljaw, he decides he really likes these two guys, Doug and Foster, so he jumps up on them, still biting the air with his sharp metal teeth and all in unthinking frenzied fun like a dog wagging its tail. And Foster, with a big lizard all on top of him, he decides he don't want his hand chewed off, so he goes and sticks the pencil in to prop open Steeljaw's mouth. But Steeljaw chomps down on it, and the pencil, it just shatters into splinters. Then Steeljaw's biting down on Foster's hands, all gentle and friendly-like, but that don't mean it don't scratch, and that don't mean it don't hurt just a little bit. So Doug jumps over and tries to hold shut Steeljaw's mouth, and it ain't easy, because Steeljaw thinks he's playing some kind of game. Foster goes and grabs some twine, and they wrap shut Steeljaw's mouth, and they fall back, sitting on the floor, and take a breather. While they're breathing, Steeljaw's staring at his snout, trying to brush off the twine with his two front paws. But them paws are covered in leather, and they don't quite work. So Steeljaw, he's looking kind of sad. And little guy, he's just kind of quizzical, looking back and forth at everybody. So then finally Steeljaw wanders sadly out the room, and little guy trails behind him. They both look back, hoping somebody still wants to play, but Doug and Foster, they get back up and start stripping more paint from the walls. When the owner gets back, he's pleased with their progress, and he brings some donuts back for them. Cause he's a good man and friendly-like, and he don't ask no questions about the twine.